Now, the James Dyson Award is an international design award that celebrates, encourages and inspires the next generation of design engineers, giving budding inventors a chance to make a name for themselves and kickstart their careers. And this year's Irish national winner is Olivia Humphreys. And Olivia has come into our Galway studio to talk to us today. Hello, Olivia, and congratulations.
Hi, Ray. How are you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this is very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. It's a busy day today.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about yourself. What age are you?
Yeah, so I'm 24. I just graduated from product design and technology in the University of Limerick there about 2 weeks ago. And
right.
Yeah, I'm working as a research and development intern in a medical device company.
And you didn't start off in product design at third level. You started off somewhere else.
Yeah. I started off in art college, actually. So I'm quite a creative thinker. And I was in art college and I wanted to be able to combine the two, my love for art and my love for STEM and engineering applications. So I went to product design and technology with the thought that it would combine the two. And it really did. It's a really nice course.
Yes. And a potent combination when you get it right.
Yeah. It's been great. It's creative problem solving, but also how does that work? And could you put it there? I don't know. Yeah.
Now, what's brilliant about your story is that all of this was inspired by your mother and her cancer diagnosis back in 2019.
Yeah. So my final year project when I was in college was Athena, which is a patient managed battery powered scalp cooling device, which is used for chemotherapy patients alongside their infusions to minimize hair loss. And the inspiration for all of that did come from, as you say, my mum. So the inspiration came from sitting with her during her infusions and seeing how difficult of a day a chemotherapy infusion day was. And the operational challenges that there was of delivering scalp cooling treatment alongside an already busy infusion ward. So there was a lot of things that potentially could have been improved on a small scale, which is kind of where I started. And then it kind of snowballed to where I am now with Athena.
And the science of it then, by cooling the scalp, does it stop hair loss completely or does it lessen it?
Yeah, so scalp cooling is an interesting one. It works by a mechanism called vasoconstriction. So when you're infused with chemotherapy, chemotherapy drug is cycled all the way around your body and it attacks fast dividing cells, and a cancer tumor is a fast dividing cell. But one of the fastest dividing cells in our body is our hair follicles. So when the chemotherapy drug is cycling around the body, it doesn't know whether to attack the good hair follicle cells or the bad tumor cells. So it just attacks everything, and that's what causes the hair to fall out. So the mechanism for minimizing hair loss is in simple terms, really just minimizing the blood flow to that area, therefore minimizing the amount of damage a chemotherapy drug can do on that area.
Okay. Now, up until your invention, most of the scalp cooling devices were big, cumbersome, and had to be plugged into the wall.
Yeah, that's it. So with mum, for example, if she needed to go to the bathroom, it's either risk rewarming and unplug or drag this huge device into the toilet with her, which just wasn't really a great option. So it was trying to hit something where, you know, you also had to come in pre-cool for 30 minutes and stay for 90 minutes afterwards post-cooling. And that was a lot of extra time to have to spend on top of an already long day in hospital. So it was just, how can I make it on a small scale that you'd be able to move from your chair to the bathroom, be able to come and go from the comfort of your own home cooling and not have to be kept in one place.
Product design is a sort of modern word for an inventor.
Yeah, it is indeed. Plenty of us.
Yes, and you had to go about inventing this from scratch. So how do you start, and where do you get the bits and pieces?
Yeah, so the course really weights speaking to people and getting people's input and people's, I would like this and I wouldn't like this. And once you get enough of that, it really does lead a clear path as to what is needed. You know, you can come up with lots of ideas, show them to people and they can say, yes, that one, no, not that one. And it's just a real systematic feedback idea. And Mm. Yeah, it's with Athena, it was just a matter
of... I think you're underplaying your input into the whole thing now.
Lots of research as well, yes, figuring things out in the meantime,
gadgetry,
in between.
Gadgetry, yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so Athena, basically, the concept was just, you know, there's a large refrigeration technology machine in the hospitals. How do you cool things on a small scale? Yeah. How do, you know, fridge freezers and beer coolers and things exist in vans and stuff like that? So it was a matter of utilizing what's already there, really. I'm just kind of facilitating all of the things that people want in something that could potentially be more accessible.
Yeah,
and
but like if you look at music, for example, all the notes have existed for, you know, thousands of years,
yeah.
But people, geniuses like Paul McCartney or whoever, put them together in different ways, and that's what you're doing. You're putting them together in different ways.
Yeah.
But you, because you were starting small scale, you were taking apart some luggage, and then you were taking apart some computers, and you were on Amazon getting all gadgetry stuff. And where did you do this in college, or did you do it out in the shed?
I was lucky to do it out in the shed, thankfully.
Right, right.
I have a brother who's very good at electronics and wiring, so roped him in for the weekend, and he's very kind, so he was able to sit down and help me, and we were able to problem solve. You know, at the start it heated and we were like, that's not right, and then you change the circuit direction and it cooled, and then that was it. It was, oh.
right.
Good to have someone to bounce off of.
Yeah, I see that in your final year you're encouraged to enter this competition, the James Dyson Award. He's the man who's invented the Hoover and the hand dryer and the hair dryer and everything else. Yeah. And you won. So what, £5,000, that's nice. But what other implications does winning have for you?
Oh, it's crazy. So all the way through college, James Dyson is something that we're constantly talking about. You know, there's been lots of previous winners in my course that have done lots of different things. I'm good friends with Joel, who won last year, and to see he won last year and now he's a co-founder of a startup and he's working full time and he's raising thousands for his innovation. That's, you know, the platform that James Dyson Award can put you to is incredibly exciting. And, you know, I entered this thinking, oh, maybe I'll get a shortlist or something for the CV, and I've gotten to this point. So it's been a whirlwind, and I'm processing everything as I go along, and it's really exciting. It's, people are messaging me all day with interesting inputs and people with ideas, and, you know, just to be able to even put chemotherapy-induced alopecia on a platform and talk about it has been a really nice opportunity as well.
So Athena is a mobile scalp cooling device. Where does alopecia come into it?
Yeah, so Athena addresses chemotherapy induced alopecia.
Yes. So it's, okay.
Yeah.
So we've covered that already. So you're working in a medical device company, and have they taken on Athena, or is it separate?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. So as I was working through Athena, I realized that there was a startup in Galway working on a product that addresses chemotherapy-induced alopecia, and I just thought, wow, you know, just around the corner, there's no avoiding that. So I reached out to him, Aaron Hannan, he's the CEO, he's a really nice young guy, and he said, you know, the second you're done college, give us a shout and we'll try get you a job. So here I am now, and what's really nice is that I'm able to apply all of the insights that I've gained from Athena and the research and the development work I've been doing myself into what they're working on. So I'm working on lots of new projects and different side effects of chemotherapy and stuff with them. I'm visiting the hospital in Cork tomorrow to work on a new product development, talking to nurses. You know, I'm continuing all the work I've already been doing. So, yeah, it's been a really nice full circle moment that I'm able to continue all this work and keep driving innovation in the cancer care technology sector.
How is your mum?
She is wonderful. I'll add some photos into the, if you're doing any publicity, but you'll see that she's got hair twice the length of mine, and she's been 5 years in remission since 2019. So yeah, she's all in the clear.
I'm proud.
Yeah, that's been nice. Yeah,
and just Athena is some mythical reference that I don't know about, or is it?
I wanted it to sound, you know, I wanted it to sound cool. So I was looking up. So throughout the whole project, the word resilience came up for me all the time. The resilience of the people that have to go through this treatment, the resilience during it, all that kind of stuff. And so looking up what, you know, symbols of resilience, Athena is a god of resilience, wisdom, warfare. She's a symbol for strength. So I just thought that was a really nice name to try and tie it all together.
Did you watch or read that book, Bad Blood?
No, I haven't.
Have you not?
I'll put it in my notes.
Yes.
Sounds interesting.
You should read it. Just you're the complete opposite to it.
Oh.
You know, this lady said she developed this domestic device that could test for various ailments.
Oh.
Just by a finger prick of blood. And she sold shares and, you know, valued the company for billions. And then she was found out to be a fraud. It's a brilliant story, and they made a Netflix or an Apple TV series out of it as well. But it's fascinating because it's in that medical devices field that you're in.
Oh,
yeah,
sounds great. I'll definitely give it a look.
And do exactly the opposite. That's the
yes.
Well,
absolutely.
Congratulations! So loads of attention today, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about you in the future, Olivia Humphreys. Well done, and thanks for coming into our Galway studio to talk to us today. Thanks, Olivia.
Thank you so much for having me, Ray.
The Ray
Lovely
Darcy
talking to you.
Show on RTE Radio 1.